8:15, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Nick Isher, Tyler off today. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, next week here in the city of Galesburg, a lot of people like to call it Big Trash Day. Technically, fall cleanup days here in the city of Galesburg. And joining us to talk about it is the associate planner for the city of Galesburg, Becky Jolly. Becky, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. All right. So here it is. It's upon us. Couple of pretty big weeks happens in the spring, happens in the fall, and next week is going to be the time. And there are some things that people might not realize that things you can or can't put out and ways you put them out. And one of the things I hadn't even thought of that we were just talking about off the air was putting things in cardboard boxes, because if it happens to rain,
they fall apart, and yeah. It's really hard for the trash and collectors to go around and pick them up, because they physically have to pick all these things up by hand.
Yeah, it's a tough week for those guys. There's a lot of big stuff that they take, and they do a great job, but it's not an easy week for them, that's for sure. All right, well, so let's talk about it. It's fall cleanup week, and I guess this is for, you know, maybe that whatever in your garage or your basement, whatever, the old bed, the old mattress, you know, really big thing, the old whatever furniture, things like that, but the other things, maybe smaller things. But there are many things, though, that cannot be put out, though. Let's kind of talk about some of those that can't be put out.
Sure. I'm going to start with liquid paint. But fortunately for us, on the 21st from 8 to noon, you can drop those off at the Walmart. And this is the last Saturday paint drop-off for the year.
Okay.
So make sure that you can collect any of that liquid paint and send. But you can also, if it's dried out, you can always put it out by your trash with the lid off upside down, and they would take that on any trash day of yours.
Okay, so the liquid paint, they're still painting. And that's the thing. People, you know, you go through your garage and you're like, oh, here's all these old cans of paint, if it's still liquid or oil or anything, any kind of stuff like that, you don't want that in the landfill, that's for sure, because it'll contaminate things.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. So also, do not put out your auto batteries, your propane tanks, specified electronics. We do have a great program here in Galesburg where you can drop off your electronics for free if you show an ID showing that you reside in Galesburg. And you can drop it off at Waste Management at 1360 South Henderson. You can go to the city's websites to find out the days and times that is going on.
Yeah, because I think people don't realize, like, especially with computer and computer chips, again, there's stuff in those that you don't want it in the landfill, again, contaminated with some pretty poisonous stuff. So thus, but most of the electronics. Are there certain electronics that can be put out?
You can put out your very large appliances.
Okay.
So your refrigerators, your washer dryers, your dishwashers, things like that are acceptable at this time.
But TVs, computers, computer monitors, things like that, you don't want to be putting out at this time.
That's correct. And if things are not things that cannot be picked up, if they are still there after midnight on your pickup day, you can be subject to fines. And the city contracts out a company to come and pick up those items, but you will be charged a lot more than it would be if you had a large pickup item sticker on there, which are $19, and you can find those at City Hall and also at the Hy-Vee's.
Again, so those electronics that you can't put out that are not, but you can take those to Waste Management. What is that any day for those items at Waste Management, or is there a certain day?
For the electronics, you can find that on the city's website.
Okay, right,
We have those dates and times on there.
Becky Jolly is the associate planner for the city of Galesburg, joining us here this morning. Fall cleanup days next week happening. I know there's extra people working, extra trucks out there with Waste Management. And again, is different than recycling day too. I mean, not that some of the stuff might not be recyclable, but more, the term people always use, big trash day, kind of getting rid of those big things that you can't put out every other day though.
Yes, and also large amounts of demo waste will not be picked up because some of those have hazardous materials in them. And also any large boards with exposed nails, anything that the trash collector is going to look at what is out there. And if it looks dangerous, they will not pick it up. And then also for automotive parts, motor oil, and tires. Tires are are always put out, and those are not allowed in landfills, so they will not be accepting them.
Yeah, and that's why when you go get new tires, they take your old ones. There is a disposal fee for that
is
a special disposal process when you get rid of them. So good. Yeah, another thing that you cannot put out.
So most auto parts stores or car dealerships, they will accept tires, but there is a fee per tire.
All right. Fall cleanup day is coming up next week. Okay, so there's another issue that people talk a lot about, and there's a lot of people out doing it. It's scavenging, and it'll start the night before when you're putting your stuff out. I mean, preferably, just wait till the morning to put your stuff out. I understand that that's not always possible because sometimes you have to have help. You have to have two people to get some of the things out because they're so big. But the whole scavenging thing, and just it's not like the police are out there looking for you doing it. However, the reason there's ordinances is because it can be dangerous. And we were talking about this earlier, especially on, you know, one of the main thoroughfares. And I've seen this, for instance, on Losey Street, where somebody stops and has their vehicle and their wagon or whatever, their trailer they're pulling behind them, and just stops on a main street. At least if you're going to do it, please pull around onto a side street and then drag the stuff around to it. I mean, if you're going to do it.
So there is a city ordinance mm-hmm. that does not allow you to scavenge through people's trash that is at the curb. You're not supposed to put things out until 4 p.m. the day before. So just keep that in mind, that fines can be assessed.
Yeah. And we know the scavenging happens. It's going to happen. But if you're out there doing it also, again, right, you can be fined. There is an ordinance. But also be courteous of somebody's yard. I mean, you go out there and start digging through their stuff and throwing it around, trying to find what you want. Put it all back. I understand it's somebody else's trash, but put it back neatly, because either they're going to have to come out and clean it up and put it back, or the guys working picking it up are have to go all around picking up from all over their yard.
They are not going to pick up your loose trash.
Okay.
They will not. It has to be in a bag or a receptacle, but not a cardboard box.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So, again, it is fall cleanup days coming up next week, and it'll go Monday all the way through Saturday. Is that right?
Monday through Friday.
Oh, Monday through Friday. I'm sorry. Yeah. What am I thinking?
Yeah, trash days are regularly Monday through Friday.
Okay. All right. So anything else we need to know about maybe something else that's not allowed that people might not think of or any other ordinances we should be aware of?
Sure. So yard waste will still follow all the regular parameters, less than 50 pounds, less than 5 feet in length, and less than 5 inches in diameter. And also, if you have large items such as play sets or even bookshelves that can be disassembled, please go ahead and take those apart so it's easier for the trash collectors to get those.
Yeah. And again, if there's something that has nails in them, make sure you remove the nails or they're not going to take it.
That's right.
Because, yeah, you want the guys picking it up to be safe also.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't want your kids going and grabbing it with exposed nails or whatever. So make sure you clean it all up. All right. Well, Becky, anything else we need to know about that's going on?
Besides the paint event on Saturday.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Is definitely a huge one. It's the last one for the year, and we've had record-breaking numbers. I was able to send out something in the water bill at the beginning of the season, and we've had a great turnout. So please continue to bring your liquid paint to the event, which is the last one this year on the 21st.
And do you know the process after that? Is there obviously some other special disposal facility it goes to from here?
It takes it out to the Tri-County organization, and then they sort it and send it to where it can be disposed of properly.
All right. Becky Jolly, Associate Planner, City of Galesburg. Fall cleanup day is coming up next week here in the city. Becky, thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.